Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from apostasy and keep us steadfast on al-Islam. It is obligatory upon the apostate murtad, whether male or female, to return to the religion of Islam immediately by uttering the testification of faith, which is, I testify that no one is God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, or its meaning in any other language, and leave off whatever caused apostasy, riddah. If one leaves the matter that caused apostasy and utters the testification of faith, one returns to al-Islam. Moreover, for one to be safe of sin, one must do two additional things. First, it is obligatory upon one to regret having apostatized by having in one's heart hatred and sadness for what one did. And second, to intend in the heart not to return to committing anything like it, that is, the blasphemy. If one does not regret, or it does not occur to him not to return to the blasphemy, one's Islam is valid, yet one is sinful for falling short of those two latter obligations. However, whoever intends or hesitates about committing blasphemy blasphemes immediately. If one does not quit the blasphemy and apostasy by uttering the testification of faith, one must be ordered to do so. The caliph or his deputy is obligated to order the apostate to return to Islam. It also invalidates the apostate's dry purification, tayammum, but not the wudu. Whoever apostatizes after making wudu and then returns to Islam without breaking the wudu still has a valid wudu. It also invalidates marriage before the marital consummation. A new marriage contract is required after the apostate's return to Islam. And it also invalidates marriage after the marital consummation if one did not return to Islam within the post-marital waiting period, iddah. A new marriage contract is required after the apostate's return to Islam. If the apostate returns to Islam before the expiration of the iddah, the marriage contract is valid. The iddah lasts 3 non-bleeding intervals for the menstruating woman, 3 lunar months for the non-menstruating woman, and for the pregnant woman until they deliver. The marriage contract of an apostate, male or female, is not valid with a Muslim or a non-Muslim, even with an apostate like oneself. It is unlawful, haram, to eat from what the apostate slaughters, and it is judged as mayta, inedible meat. The apostate does not inherit one's dead Muslim relatives and one's wealth, meaning the apostate after death is not inherited by one's Muslim relatives. The one who is an apostate is not prayed for, that is, it is prohibited to pray for a dead apostate, nor is he washed, shrouded, that is, it is not an obligation to wash and shroud a dead apostate, however, it is permissible to do so. Nor is the apostate buried in Islamic cemeteries. It is not permitted to bury the dead apostate, the murtad, there, because he is not one of the Muslims. One's money is judged as fay' and will be deposited in the sound Muslim treasury. However, in the absence of a sound treasury, as it has been the case for Muslims for a long time now, a pious, honest man who knows how the money is spent properly will take it and spend it for Muslims' interests, if able to do that. The following is a section pertaining to performing the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions. You should know that every accountable person is obligated to perform all the obligations, such as prayer, zakah, fasting, returning what was taken from people unjustly, and what is similar to it, that Allah ordained upon one. One must also satisfy their integrals, rukuns, that is, the parts of the worship that must be fulfilled and without which the worship is not valid. And their conditions, sharts, the matters that are not part of the worship, but without which the worship is not valid. Also, one must avoid, that is, staying away from their invalidators. If one sees another accountable person leaving out any of these obligations or performing them incorrectly, one must order him to perform them correctly and force him to do so if able. One must denounce that incorrect performance in one's heart when one cannot force or order its change. This is the least fruit of faith that is required if one was unable to change the unlawful by hand or by tongue. It is obligatory to leave out all the unlawful matters, both small and enormous. Forbid whoever commits them, and if able, force him not to commit them, provided that this does not lead to a worse sin, or else one must reject those actions in one's own heart. The unlawful, haram, is what Allah threatened its committer with punishment, that is, the committer deserves to be punished in the hereafter, and promised its avoider, following the order of Allah, with reward. The obligatory wajib is its opposite, that is, it is what Allah promised its doer, following the order of Allah with reward, and threatened its neglecter with punishment. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us and to keep us steadfast on the religion of Al-Islam, the religion of all the prophets, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.